This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Iranian state media reported Tuesday a stampede at the funeral for top military commander Qasem Soleimani killed at least 32 people and injured 190 others. Tens of thousands of people had gathered to honor Soleimani in his hometown of Kerman before his burial, following similar ceremonies this week in Tehran and other cities. The state media reports said the burial was postponed following the stampede. Soleimani's killing last week in a U.S. airstrike has sparked fears of a wider conflict as the United States and Iran threaten stronger responses to each other's actions. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Monday that the United States is not withdrawing troops from Iraq, with the top U.S. military officer explaining that a letter from a senior military officer that appeared to suggest withdrawal was a poorly worded mistake. "There's been no decision whatsoever to leave Iraq," Esper said. "There's no decision to leave, nor did we issue any plans to leave." A letter circulated Monday on Twitter had been sent to the Iraqi government from a commander in Iraq. In it, the commander said the U.S. respects Iraq's decision to order our departure and that U.S. troops would be repositioning over the course of the coming days and weeks to prepare for onward movement. A strong earthquake struck Puerto Rico early Tuesday, the latest in a series of quakes to hit the U.S. territory in recent days. The 6.4 magnitude quake was located near the southern coastal city of Ponce, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, revising its initial reading of 6.6 magnitude. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center issued an alert immediately after the quake was reported, but it was later canceled. This is VOA News.